Hiru no Hoshi 239. A kindly tongue is the lodestone of the hearts of men. A terrible scream rang through the house. Mother dropped what she was doing in the kitchen and ran to the bedroom. There she found Shala on top of Riaz, trying to scratch him as he held both of her hands away from his face. Shala, surprisingly, was the one doing the screaming, while Riaz and Asma laughed at her. Mona was trying to pull Shala off Riaz, and little Anissa sat on the bed crying. With the entrance of Mother, everyone fell silent, except Anissa, who was still crying. "Anissa, what?" cried Mother. Anissa sobbed, "Shali and Riri are hurting each other." "They're fine, Anissa," said Mona, putting her arms around Anissa. "Now, what is the problem here?" asked Mother. Shala was the first to speak up. "Riaz called me a freckle-faced freak and said my curly hair looked like a clown's hair." Riaz laughed and said, "So she tried to claw my face off with her fingernails." Mother sighed and took Shala on her lap. "Shala, your nails are not for scratching people. Riaz still has marks on his face from the last time you scratched him. Use your words to tell Riaz how much his words hurt you." "But Mommy," Shala answered, wiping the tears from her face, "he won't stop teasing no matter what I say, and it makes me so mad." "Yes, I know," said Mother. "Riaz, your words can hurt as much, if not more, than Shala's nails. Abdu'l-Bahá told us it is better to never have been born than to offend any soul. He would never let any of the friends say anything that would hurt the feelings of anyone. And Baha'u'lláh said that a kindly tongue is the lodestone of the hearts of men." "What does lodestone mean anyway?" asked Asma. "Lodestone means magnet," answered Mother. "It means that if you have a kindly tongue, people will like you and want to be near you." "I know a story about a kindly tongue. Would you guys like to hear it?" "Yes," they all shouted and gathered around. They love stories. "Well," began Mother, "once there were two sisters. One of them had a kindly tongue and was always saying sweet and nice things to everyone and was always very courteous and polite. The other sister was just the opposite. She always said rude and hateful and teasing things to everyone." "Sounds just like Riaz," commented Mona. "Now, Mona, that is not using a kindly tongue either, is it?" scolded Mother. Mother continued with the story. "One day, the sister with the kindly tongue went to the well to get some water. There, she saw a stranger sitting by the well. She politely greeted the old woman. The old woman asked her to please bring up some water from the well so she could have a drink. The girl courteously agreed and brought up the water, handing a cupful to the woman. As the girl was leaving, the old woman thanked her for her courtesy and told her that as a reward, whenever the girl spoke, beautiful, wonderful, and valuable things would spill out of her mouth. The girl thanked her sweetly for her good wishes. And sure enough, a beautiful red ruby fell out of her mouth. She was so surprised, she ran home to tell her mother and sister what had happened. And as she kindly and sweetly spoke of the old woman and her gift, beautiful flowers and gems and brilliantly colored butterflies flew out of her mouth. The other sister was so jealous, she immediately ran to the well. And when she saw the stranger, she called out, 'Hey, you, give me that gift you gave my sister.' The old woman turned her head and pretended not to hear the rude girl. "Hey, Granny, hey! Do your magic on me. It's not fair you only did it for my sister. I want it too." Here Mother paused. What do you think the old woman did? Riaz jumped up. "Turned her into a frog," he shouted. Everyone laughed. "Well, no," said Mother, "but something like that." With the next rude word the girl spoke, a cockroach crawled out of her mouth. The girl screamed and spit and started saying some very bad words. And as she did, a worm and then a centipede and then a beetle crawled out of her mouth. The girl ran home crying. From that time on, whenever she said something rude or unkind or told a lie, something vile would fly out of her mouth. "So I guess she just stopped talking," said Ozma. As everyone laughed, Mother said, "Well, let's hope she learned to be polite." And as you know, backbiting, saying bad things about people that aren't there, is the worst kind of an unkindly tongue. Baha'u'llah says, backbiting quencheth the light of the heart and extinguishes the life of the soul. That means it makes your heart dark and kills your soul. That is a very bad thing to happen. So only say good things about a person. Search to find some good thing to say about every single person. Oh, I know one more story about backbiting. Are you too tired to hear it? No, we're not tired. Tell it, the children said. Please, added Anissa, who didn't want cockroaches coming out of her mouth. Once there was a little girl who was always telling the bad things that people did, gossiping, backbiting. One day, her grandmother, who was visiting, saw this and was very sad. She gave the little girl a bag of feathers and told her that all that day, every time she found herself saying something bad about someone, she was to blow a feather into the air. The little girl thought it sounded like fun, so she gladly took the bag of feathers outside. When she told her friend that her neighbor's dog was noisy, she blew a feather into the air. When she told her other friend about the girl she was just talking to, having a very ugly dress on, she blew another feather into the air. All day long, whenever she said something unkind about someone that wasn't there, she blew a feather into the air. That night, she was embarrassed to show the grandmother that the bag was empty. "I guess I will need more feathers tomorrow," she said. But the grandmother said, "No. Your job will be to go and find every single feather you blew away and put them back in the bag." "Grandmother," shouted the girl, "that's impossible. The feathers have flown all over town by now." The grandmother sadly shook her head and said, "And so have all the unkind words you've spoken. And they've done so much damage that it can never be repaired." So the little girl learned to be much more careful about how she used her tongue. So, Mother ended with, all of you remember that Baha'u'llah said, the tongue is for mentioning that which is good. Just then, Mona said, "Mom, is something burning? Oh no, the dinner!" And Mother ran out of the room as the children laughed.